Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix-It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickman.
It's been a crazy time in the market. Mortgage rates are so volatile and have been volatile for the last few weeks. You know, you heard probably, a month ago, the Feds lowered the federal fund rate and, you know, changed. Everybody thought that meant mortgage rates went down, which isn't the case. Mortgage rates are not tied to the federal fund rate. The federal fund rate is tied to prime. So if you had a prime-based loan or mortgage, then it would have changed rates. But long-term interest rates didn't change. In fact, they actually went up where most people thought they'd go down. There's a lot going on in the market right now. There's a lot of fear, as I'm sure everybody's aware. And so that's really caused a great volatility in interest rates. And it's, you know, you can quote a rate on at 10 o'clock and by 10:15, it's completely different. Good and bad. It just changes. It's been changing so fast. And it's one of those things that we just have to deal with right now. It will settle down. And there's several reasons for it. But along with those interest rates, you know, I'm still getting a lot of people doing pre-approvals. And it's kind of surprised me how many pre-approvals I've been doing given the state of, you know, where we're at. So, and, you know, we talked to Jeremy last week about buying a home in this market. But with these pre-approvals, we look at them, the real estate agents are telling me, because I'm doing the pre-approvals and these people aren't finding houses or having trouble. They may find a house, but the houses are off the market so quickly. They're sold so quickly that they don't have a lot of opportunity to purchase or to get that offer in. So it comes on the market, you got to get in there, got to decide you want it, and then make an offer and hope that you're the one who gets it. But one of the ways that you can improve your odds when you're out looking at homes is using a mortgage we call a renovation loan. We call it our fix-it mortgage. And with a fix-it mortgage, it means that you can buy a home, you can fix it, and then you can live in it, and you can do all that with one mortgage. So right up front, when you buy the home, you can use a fix-it mortgage renovation loan to renovate the property. And that seems to be what the problem is. There's the houses that don't need any renovation, don't need any, you know, maybe updates, kitchen updates, things like that. Those houses are going very quickly. But there are homes that are sitting on the market a little longer. And those are the homes that need some work. So if you're willing to open your mind a little bit to that, these products are a perfect product for that situation. And it allows you to go in and buy the home. Now you have to, before you close, you decide what you want to do. You could redo the kitchen. You can redo the baths. You can do all the flooring. You can redo the roof. You know, pretty much anything as far as redoing, you can do. It just has to be, you have a contractor come in. They look at the work. Won't explain the whole thing, but basically that's what you're looking at, and it makes it much easier to find a house in this market. And you're able to get a house that now is more of exactly what you want. So it is a great option to do this and to be able to find a house and give you more options and not be under the under this need to offer it right away and need to offer the highest price. These homes tend to go for a lot less money. And the hope and the rule is when you buy them and you fix them up, you've paid less than what it actually would have been all fixed up. So you tend to buy the home at a very good value. And one of the really interesting things to me about this product is it doesn't only work for a primary residence. If you were going to want to buy a rental property, you can actually use this product for a rental property. So you can buy a non-owner occupied property and fix it up and rent it out, and it all works in the same product. Now, you know, there's a lot to this, and the market that we were talking about, I want to talk a little bit more about that. And according to Housing Wire, which is a online site that I go to. Housing stock age shows a desperate need for new construction. This is, again, from Housing Wire. Because many homes are growing older and new construction is not keeping up with demand, it has caused a surge in the remodeling market. But the majority of housing stock is built before 1970. The share of new construction dropped considerably even in the last decade. From 11%, so the new construction was 11% back in 2006, and in 2016 it was only 4%. So that's a huge decrease in new construction. And so there's obviously our housing is aging, so there's a huge need to be able to go in and renovate and update these homes. They also said aging housing stock tells the tale of construction industry that continues to fall behind in the number of new homes built each year. The median age of an owner-occupied home is currently 37 years, according to the data from the 2016 American Community Survey from the National Association of Home Builders. This is the same age the association reported last year for 2015. However, it is up 6 years from 31 years in 2005. Now, we also, in Indiana, our homes are actually, our average age home is older than that. It's actually 44 to 50 years old. I don't know the exact number, but it's 44 to 50. So the homes here are older on average. The National Association of Home Builders explains that the aging trend is due to primarily to the slight increase in the residential construction over the past decade. As you look at that, there's a huge amount of homes out there built. They're building very few homes comparative to the new homes. There just aren't that many new homes, and it goes to even in the existing homes. So since there haven't been that many new homes built especially after the crash, there weren't that many new construction. So there's not a lot of new construction. So the homes are older, and so even a home 10, 12, 15 years old, a lot of those homes are now outdated, and when you buy, you want them updated, and this is a great product for that. And because many of the homes are growing older and new construction is not keeping up with demand, it has caused a surge in the remodeling market. According to the report, and as home prices continue to rise, many homeowners also turn to home improvement as an alternative to moving. So rather than moving, a lot of people are improving their homes. But again, we're seeing a huge surge in the amount of people out looking to buy homes. But this renovation loan, if you have a home that you would like, maybe you can't find a home to buy and you really like where you're at, but you'd like to renovate it, this is a great loan for that also. It gives you the ability to to take your home and, again, do pretty much any renovation you want. We have to look at value and those type of things, but you can add a kitchen, you can add a bath or update their kitchen, not add, update the kitchen, update a bath, update all the baths, paint, do new flooring. You can really turn the home into a new home, yet stay exactly where you're at. And it's the other piece of this that's really good right now is that our market is very, very hot. So with the hot market, our prices have increased, our values of our homes have increased over the last couple of years. And so you have the equity in your home and to do this. And when you do it, you should increase the equity that you have. So all of that makes a difference, and it's something to really consider as you're looking at this, whether you want to look at buying a home or refinance, maybe remodel the home you're currently in. This is a great option to do that, and you can see how the market is. Now, new construction added just 3 million units to owner-occupied home stock from 2010 to 2016. 3 million sounds like a lot, but it's really not that many when you look at that throughout the U.S. That's just 4% of the total housing stock as of 2016. So 4% of all the homes were built between 2010 and 2016. And before that, homes constructed from 2000 to 2009 made up 16% of the housing stock. So the homes from 2000 to 2009 made up 16% of the housing stock. Yet from 2010 to 2016, those homes only make up 4%. That shows the drop that we saw in new construction. And that shows how how much that's affected the houses that are out there. It's why when you're out looking, many of the homes are older or need renovation if they haven't already been done. Or your home, you may feel like you would like to renovate it again. Great product for that. Great product for that. Those situations. The majority of housing stock is much older. In fact, about 38% of the current housing stock was built before 1970. And in Indiana, like I said, our housing stock is between 44 and 50 years old on average. So that's our average. So we're right in that, you know, built before 1970. Even in the last decade, from 11% in 2006 to just 4% in 2016. After the break, we're going to talk more about the housing market and renovation.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
You know, we were talking about renovation loans, and going forward with that, the renovation loans are allowing many older generation to age in place. This is a big deal. They can stay in their house. They can renovate the home. I've done several of these where, you know, they needed to handicap accessible their homes, things like that. It's a great product for that type of situation. So they can age in place. They can stay in their home. As it is not millennial or Gen Xers that are living in the homes built before 1970, but the baby boomers. You got to remember that. It's not the younger folks for the most part. It's the baby boomers, me, and my home's that old. About 56% of the homes built before 1970 are occupied by homeowners age 55 and older. So 56% of those homes are owned by 55 and older. On the reverse side, about 70% of the homes built after 2010 are owned by the Gen Xers and millennials.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
You know, the questions with the gurus has become the questions I'm getting today, you know, in this market are just so much different than what I've gotten in before. This question comes from John and Val, and they ask, you know, we want to buy a home now. Is that still possible with the stay at home orders? So their concern is, you know, can they buy a home and go out and buy a home with a stay at home order? And the easy answer, or the quick answer, is yes, you definitely can buy a home with the stay-at-home order. There's not a real estate is still open. Mortgages, we're still open. We're considered a critical function. The title companies, the appraisers, everybody is still functioning. What's changed is how we function. The biggest, you know, the big things really to me are, number one, the title companies. The title companies are making adjustments. For instance, I talked to a real estate agent the other day, and they were at a closing, but the closing was done in their cars. He was in his car just kind of sitting there waiting. The buyers were in their car. The sellers were in their car, and the title company person had the paperwork, hands it through the window. I believe they call them, explain it to them over the phone. They sign it. Then they come get the paperwork from each group, and then it's done. So it's different. Now, the Indiana had a law coming through that had actually passed. It wasn't supposed to come into effect until July, but they moved that up to the end of March. And what it allows is it allows the notaries to notarize online. So they can notarize things based on being online with you. Obviously, there's more to it than that, but they can notarize it now that way. Now, there are, you know, it depends on the lender, and there's a lot of other things, but they are very quickly getting to, and may, you know, some places may already be doing it electronically, so you don't even go to the title company. You stay totally away. So you definitely can buy a home in this market. You can go shopping. Most people now spend a lot more time. Everybody always spent a lot of time anyway in the market. You know, when they were looking at homes, they would be looking online first. Well, they're spending more time, it seems, doing that. then you can, you know, obviously you want to see the house, so it is possible to do that. And then, you know, your offers and all that can all be done electronically, as I always have. So most everything else is electronic. The other piece of this is the appraisal. The appraisal is one of those things where we've always required on a purchase the appraiser to go into the house, or not always, but most of the time you require that. Well, Freddie, Fannie, every FHA, VA, they're changing their rules, and they've changed the rules so that now we can, on a purchase like that, that's an owner-occupied purchase, that most of the time we can do that with what they call a desktop appraisal. That means the appraiser doesn't even drive by the house, or a drive-by appraisal, which means they drive by the house, but we're not requiring them for the most part to go in the house. So that's another change that's happened because of the virus. So now they aren't going in the house. So we've in our industry, we've done as much as we can to eliminate the human contact on as many areas as we can. And even on a refinance, which is a little off this question, but even on a refinance, if you've done a lot of work to the house, or even if maybe the seller's done a lot of work, we can get you can get pictures of that and get it to the appraiser, and that's now allowed to be used. It was never allowed to be used before. Bottom line is, as I said, yes, you can still buy a house in this market. There are lots of people buying houses. I've done quite a few pre-approvals. I've had lots of purchase agreements come in. So I can tell you the market, the current market on purchases is still very, very good, and it is booming, and it is a great time to go out and find a house if you're in the market, or to list your house because it is still good. This is our spring market, although it's been disrupted with the virus, but we still have a good market and rates are still very good. So it is a great time to either buy a house or sell a house. Let's get back to the information we were talking about on the stock, how old a lot of the homes are now on the market or in our areas. And we'll talk about the U.S. has struggled to build enough homes to meet the rising demand, which we've seen in the numbers that we were talking about. Some markets are booming. You know, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in fact, continues to be the number one market for new home starts, and even just became more affordable as the new homes saw a drop in price due to builder concentration on the starter home market. You know, back to that, I used to be in new homes, and I used to go to the home builders convention. And one of the trips that we took in the convention, you could sign up and you could go see all the homes that were, go see some of the homes that were under construction, walk through the models, things like that. And it happened to be in Dallas. We went out and it was the most odd thing I've ever seen. We're out in the country. You're driving down, we're at a four-way stop. And as far as you can see, all four directions are nothing but brand new communities being built. And not the homes all the way up, but very, very starts, all, you know, just flattened ground. You could see for miles, and you could see it was all new construction. It was all homes being built in that area. Yet that was back before 2008, when everything fell apart and all the, you know, those homes stopped being built. But it's good that it's coming back. It sounds like Dallas is coming back. Along with that, Freddie Mac has an article by the Single Family. Could lenders hold the key to the aging housing crisis, stock crisis? And here is what they say. Older homes have charm and character, but they also come with their fair share of problems for both homeowners and communities. With the median age of homeowner-occupied homes at 37 years and climbing, and in Indiana, remember, 44 to 50, it's becoming increasingly clear that aging housing stock is both pervasive and has tentacles reaching into other issues, such as the affordable housing shortage, energy conservation, and natural disaster preparedness. A widespread renovation boom spurred to understand what is available out there, and that with our older stock, there are opportunities both for owner-occupied and for financing non-owner occupied properties. You can really some great solutions here. Many options for financing renovations ignore a large segment of current and potential homeowners. Ironically, those most likely to buy or live in aging homes, such as the elderly, low to middle income, and first-time home buyers in urban and rural areas. Also, as more American families choose the multi-generational living arrangements where at least two adult generations or grandparents and grandchildren younger than 25 live under the roof, Renovation financing offers opportunity to custom fit homes for this borrower segment. Lenders could have a far-reaching impact on this and other housing challenges simply by educating homeowners on new renovation financing alternatives to make home renovation possible for a broader set of homeowners. That is, I think, critical. That's why I keep talking about it. Please, if it's something that you're interested in, you need to call somebody who actually knows how to do these. That's our Fix-It Mortgage. These guys are experts. I've been doing this for years. The person who runs our Fix-It Mortgage, he's been on the radio with me. He's got, 45 years of experience. He started doing renovation loans in like 1989. And he's been involved in helping Freddie and Fannie set them up. So he really understands how to do it. It's why we are able to go from purchase to close in about 41 to 42 days right now, where most lenders are going to take 90 days or more to do a renovation loan. So it is something that you can do. It can be fairly quick, and you can certainly get the new work done and get in that house if you don't own it, or stay in the house and have the work done and have that new kitchen or bath, refinished basement, whatever it is that you need to do, all done while you're there. The drivers behind aging housing stock and who's most affected. Again, I'm reading from their report. More older homes in the market today due to, at least in part, a sluggish new home construction that hasn't fully recovered since the recession. So demand is outpacing supply. And we've seen that, particularly in urban and rural areas. Nearly 80% of American housing stock is at least 20 years old, and of those, 38% were built before 1970. Areas particularly hard hit by aging housing stock are California, the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeastern regions of the country. In several states in these regions, the median age creeps up as high as 40 to 60 years. Remember, we're 44 to 50, so we're in that range. In fact, I'm looking at the states, and all of the states that surround us, except for Kentucky, are in that same range. So, we're the oldest housing stock, it appears, in the country, or for the most part. So, there's a lot of opportunity in our area for to buy a house and renovate it, and or live in your house and renovate it and create a lot of value. Aging homes are indiscriminate in terms of who they affect. Age groups of those impacted sit at both ends of the spectrum, from reluctant millennial home buyers to baby boomers looking to age in place. But data from the National Association of Home Builders shows that the majority of older homes are owned by people nearing retirement age. A full 55% of homes built before 1970 are owned and occupied by homeowners aged 55 and over, according to Housing Wire. Much-needed home renovations could make affordable, physically accessible homes available to Americans' aging population. What they're saying here is, if you need to renovate your home to make it handicap accessible or to get it ready for handicap accessible, this is a great product to do that with. Especially if you're in that home, you've owned it a while, you have a lot of equity. It is a great way to be able to do those renovations, and get that house to where you need it so that you can stay there. Or if you're just, buying the house, it can get it to where you want to live there. And I think that's a huge plus as you look at this product. One of the things that when I sold new homes, I found that people they liked new homes, but they didn't like the community that's brand new. They didn't like the dirt. They didn't like the nails in their tires. They didn't like the, no grass or the grass just being put in, the dirt, the dust that would blow. There was a lot of things that they didn't like about a new home. But on the other side, they loved having a brand new home. They liked, those things were all obviously things that offset the fact of buying a new home. One of the things I believe is really valuable in this renovation loan, if you're thinking about buying a new home, you can go buy a home in a neighborhood that's already established with the trees and the grass. Everything's already done, but the home isn't what you want exactly, and you can make it much more of what you want. And I found even with a new home, you never got exactly what you want. There's always things that aren't exactly what you want. You have to make, exceptions, or, you just have to let go of some of the things you want for things that you wanted more, because there's no perfect home. And then even sometimes when you think you have a perfect home, it's not perfect once you move in. It's you thought it was, but it just doesn't become as perfect as you thought. Now, again, back to the article, evidence shows that lenders who focus on educating borrowers on new renovation loan solutions will likely see a steady stream of opportunity. That's why I'm making sure everybody knows. And I really think it's important. According to the National Association of Realtors, 1.7 million older housing units were demolished and removed from the housing stock from 2009 to 2016. If those homes had been renovated, available housing stock would be more than doubled. Would have more than doubled by 2017. New construction simply won't be able to keep up as American homes continue to age. So we're kind of in a quandary because you can't keep up just with new construction. We need renovation of our current homes, and that is something to really look at. Again, the renovation product is the perfect product for that. You can go in and you can redo a kitchen. You can redo bathrooms. You can finish a basement. You can redo the flooring. You can put in a new HVAC, the heating and air conditioning system. You can do a new roof. You know, my house has for some reason we had water get into against our house, and now the animals were getting in underneath the home, so we had to have that fixed. That's the kind of things that you can have fixed, and obviously increases the value of the home, and also I'll tell you, increases the livability of the home, because it is really annoying. I don't know if anybody's had this, but it is really annoying to hear animals walking around in your ceiling and in your walls. And my home's 100 and something years old, so there's always something that I need to do, and renovation loan is a great option if I wanted to fix them all at one time. So, because you can do all that. You can put in that new flooring, carpeting, tiling, you can remodel the kitchen, you can do the bath, you can renovate or add a room, you can paint the house, you can add siding, you can add a porch, deck, patio. There's just so much you can do to make it what you want. You know, those decks and patios today are just phenomenal, some of the things that people are building. We built a great big, it was a porch, covered porch on the front of our house. And it was, just really added to the livability of the home. You can also use it, you find a foreclosure or an REO, real estate owned or something getting ready to go foreclose, hasn't been maintained, hasn't been taken care of. It's a great product for that. You can put in new windows, you can update the wiring, you can do the plumbing, the heating, replace a leaky roof. You can, by doing all that, putting in new HVAC, you can conserve energy, you can lower those bills, you can make the house really what you want it to do. And all this can be done in one loan, and it can be done on a primary residence, it can be done on a non-owner occupied rental property. It's just a great product. If you have any interest or know anybody who could benefit from this, this is a great product. I'd highly recommend that you give me a call and we talk about it. Thank you for listening. And if you need to contact me, you can go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. and fill out the contact information. Additionally, all my contact information is on my website. Listen next Saturday as I discuss the 10 steps to buying a home. Have a great Saturday.